Think, act,
manifest. God bless you. Thank you so much for watching. I'm Herbie Mack. I'm here for a few moments to encourage you. But first, let's honor our God and give praise to Yahweh. We worship you, Lord. We give this time to you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place, and I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you, and I worship. Waymaker, the word promised keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are Waymaker, the word promised keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. And I worship you. I worship you. You are here, and I worship you, Yahweh. I worship you. You are here, turning lives around. And I worship you. I worship you. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. 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 Waymaker, miracle work, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. Waymaker, miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness. Waymaker, miracle work, Waymaker, miracle work, Waymaker, miracle work, Waymaker. Even when I don't see you work, even when I can't feel you work, and you never stop working, never stop working. Even when I can't see it, you work. Even when I can't feel it, you work. Even you never stop working, never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you work. Even when I can't feel it, you're working.
never stop working. Never stop, never stop working. Even when I don't see you working, even when I don't feel you working, you never stop, you never stop working. Never, 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 never stop working. You never stop being good to me. You never stop touching me. You never stop loving me in spirit. You are witness, miracle work, honesty, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. You are bringing me with the word. Promise keep a light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Bring me a miracle word. Promise keep a light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. We make miracle work. Promise keep light in the darkness. My God, who you are. We make miracle work. Promise keep light in the darkness. My God, I can feel it moving. That's who you are. We make miracle work. Promise keep a light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. He's all over you right now. He's all in the midst right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Well, God bless you, and thank you so much for tuning in today. God is good, and he is greatly to be praised. My name is Herbert McClain. I'm Herbie Mack. I'm the encourager. And let me tell you something. I feel the presence of the Lord literally all over me. Amen. I got a word for you today. I want to talk about think, act, and manifest. Hello and God bless you. I see you out there, Bishop, Pastor Kim. I also see Evangelist Bonnie Carter. Hello, Minister Lila Taylor. Dorothy, I see you. Frederick, thank you for tuning in. And everybody, Frankie Spank, bless you. Jeannie, bless you. God is good. Listen, I want to get into this word because I believe it's going to do something. I want to talk about how to create a good inward and outward life. Think, act, and manifest. All right. Now the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7, it says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, the Bible says, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is any praise, think on these. God bless you, Natalie. Think on these. So can I encourage you real quick to just think? Come on. Think about how good God is. Think about where he brought you from. And think about what he spoke to you in your spirit.
When God spoke to you, he gave you something to think about. And when I think about the goodness, something happens. Come on now. Think. Not thank. We're supposed to thank the Lord. Amen. But think. Think about it. Here's the question. What are you thinking about? Because whatever you're thinking about is going to manifest on your inward emotions, your thoughts. And then, come on. And then it's going to gravitate that negative energy. If you're thinking negative, you're going to gravitate negative energy to you. It's going to come to you like a magnet. But if you think about good things, if you think about wholesome things, if you think about what God has spoke to you, the vision, if you think about your purpose, if you think about the meaning of why God got you here, what are you going to manifest? You're going to manifest the vision. Why? Because you're going to gravitate that energy towards you. So think. 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 Here it is. Now check this out. The reason why I encourage you to think, because all ideas, here's something to think about now. All ideas has consequences. All ideas, no matter what you think about, if you think about it, it's not just a floating thought that dissipates in the wind. That thought is so strong. Let me say this. Your thought process is one of the most powerful energy forces in the earth. The thought process. That's why when Satan attacks us in our minds, because he knows the power of a thought. So you need to understand that every idea, all ideas, has consequences inwardly and outwardly. Now, we can most definitely use the illustration of the atrociousness that's taking place in Jerusalem and in Israel right now, that slaughter, that despicable behavior of humanity against humanity. The reason why that wickedness can manifest is because they have been thinking about this. This isn't something that just happened and they thought about it at a whim of a moment. No, this was premeditated. This was designed. This was organized. This was a scheme. And it all manifested, but it began with a thought. So in order to guard yourself, you got to understand that the enemy is going to always attack you in your thought life. He's going to try to put ideas in your head that is not the ideas of God or either the ideas of yourself. And if you're not able to discern it, you will find yourself being influenced by a demonic thought. Here's another thing. What do you think about the most? What you think about the most is going to manifest in your life, because it's going to gear your behavior towards the manifestation of the thought. So if you're thinking about your vision, if you're thinking about your purpose, then your behavior pattern is going to be in alignment to where you're going. But if you allow somebody else to come and put a thought in your head, you'll get off course and begin to follow them instead of following your life. Instead of following the guidance that's within you. Christ in you. The hope of a great expectation. The hope of getting to where you're going and not getting off course. You got something greater on the inside of you. And it all begins with the idea. So what are you thinking about? Do you have a negative perspective about life or a positive perspective about life? Are you always thinking about the bad, or are you always thinking about the good? Are you afraid of the future? Are you nervous? You don't know what's going to happen. Are you in fear for the next day? Then what are you thinking about? Because what you're thinking about is going to cause you to feel that way. So you got to be careful what you allow yourself to meditate on. What you allow yourself to think about. You gotta monitor your consumption of information. What type of information are you allowing to saturate your mind and your heart? Do you think it's always gonna be bad? Do you think that this obstacle is gonna destroy you? Do you think that you would never get over this? Do you think that the tide would never change? Are you so afraid that you don't even think peace will cover the earth? Are you so fearful of the next day that you're paralyzed in today and don't want to move forward? Or maybe you latched on to the past and can't move forward because you are dwelling on the idea that you don't want to let go. What are you thinking about? Because what you think, you're going to act on, and it's going to manifest in your life. So evaluate the company you keep. Who are you hanging out with? What are they doing? What are they saying? How are they handling that situation? Are they always blaming other people for where they are? Come on. Are they looking at things negative? Do they have a God consciousness? You got to be careful. Let me tell you, I rub elbows with a lot of different people, and everybody don't have the same ideology. Ideologies is the idea, is how you interpret the world. And if you have an idea that is a truth to you that is not wholesome, and you hold on to that erroneous idea that you think is true or are willing to have as your own idea, it will manifest some very negative things in your life. You'll be antisocial. You got to think about it now. If you're antisocial and you don't like people, you always agitated around people, what idea in your mind got you thinking like that when God created us for fellowship? Definitely of the household of faith. If you don't want to be around nobody that got like faith, you got to think about your ideas. What are you holding to be true? Are you allowing the pain of yesterday to stop you from moving forward into your purpose? Huh? You got to think about what you're thinking about. You got to think about the plan and the purpose that God has for your life instead of thinking about all the negative things that the family is saying, that the friends are saying, that the world is saying. And you got to be adamant about it. You got to choose your company. If they always talking negative and got you feeling depressed, you need to stay away from them. You don't need to be around them too long, because if birds of a feather flock together, there's no way you can eat like a pig and soar like an eagle. And if you are consuming junk in your mind, then you're going to act on junk. And it's going to equal an unhealthy living, whether physical, social, or whatever. So I want to encourage you to be mindful about who you're keeping, what type of information you're consuming. Evaluate the people that you hang around. Give everybody a chance, but once they manifest themselves, and it ain't congruent to where you're going, you need to evaluate that and say, look, I'm gonna take a different route here. I can't be distracted. Okay. Here's another thing. I want you to think your own thoughts. Even when you hang around people, your social group, your church friends, your family. Everybody got their perspective about life and about things, but it's okay for you to think your own thoughts. That's important. Because some people, they adopt the thoughts of others and they own them as their own. And then they wonder why they're living so unsatisfied and so unfulfilled. And it seems like they're living somebody else's life in their body. So I want to encourage you to think your own thoughts. Okay? Look, and do not procrastinate on the vision that's within you. If you procrastinate that vision that you see inside, whether it's writing a book, whether it's talking to people, whether it's helping the homeless, or whatever vision that God has given you, and you really want to do that. Maybe you work in a field you don't want to work in, and then you want to work in this other field, but you know, you listen, whatever your heart's desires, okay, God will give that to you if you commit your way to Him. That means if you continually do what Philippians say, if you do whatever is true, whatever is honest, whatever is just, whatever is pure, if you think on these things, He says, look, you're going to act on these things, and these things are going to manifest. It's going to happen whether you do it for the devil, do it for yourself, or do it for God. If you do it for yourself, you can't see but so far. If you do it for the devil, he's a liar, so he's going to trick you. But if you do it for God, you have no choice but to win. You can't help but to be on top. So you really got to think about what you're thinking about. Don't procrastinate, okay? Remember this, action plus time equals manifestation. Action plus time equals manifestation. So when you act on that thought, when you act on that vision, you got to give it time. You want the spiritual principle? It comes out of seed, time, harvest. Seed, time, harvest. You act on the thought, I want to plant something because I want something to grow. You plant it in the ground, you cover it, you do everything necessary for that life to produce in the seed from the ground. But you gotta wait. You hear me? You have to wait. Excuse me. In closing, I want to say this. You have to wait. Remind me of that song. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind. You remember that by the prophetess Juanita Bynum? Well, guess what? Waiting is inescapable. You gotta wait. You may not want to wait. You may want it to have immediate growth. But even if you put something in the microwave, you still got to wait. Now, God gives us the benefit while waiting. What's that benefit? It's the fruit of the Spirit that I want to bring out to you in close. One of the fruits of the Spirit, in the Old King James, it says long suffering. But in a more accurate word to describe what God gives us is called patience. Now, whether you wait patiently or impatiently is based on your thought process. What are you going to think about this waiting time? What does God want you to think about while you're waiting? Because what you're thinking about is going to determine the quality of the wait time. So while you're waiting on the manifestation to take place, you can still enjoy the waiting time if you wait patiently. But if you are impatient and you don't want to wait, you're going to have some frozen food because you didn't give it time to bake in the microwave. Or you're going to come up with a germinated seed that just got a few roots and you never gave it time to grow and to produce and to multiply. So you gotta wait. If you're gonna wait, then you wanna wait patiently. That's the beauty of living in the Spirit. Just that one thing. I'm not gonna get into the fruits of the Spirit. This can be a video that goes a long time if I talk about the fruit of the Spirit. But that one thing is gonna manifest some good things in your life. Let me do a quick recap. Look, here it is. All ideas have consequences, inwardly and outwardly. What do you think about the most? Because what you think about the most is what's going to manifest in your life. Do you have a negative perspective about life, or do you have a positive perspective about life? It makes the difference in how you feel. Be careful what you allow yourself to intake. Evaluate the company that you keep. Monitor your consumption. Evaluate the company you keep. Think your own thoughts. Stop allowing other people to live their lives through you. There's a uniqueness about you. God made you special. There's no other eye design like yours. No fingerprint. Even your toe print is uniquely designed. You wasn't just a whole warehouse full of production. You were intricate, designed by God. God took his time when he made you. You was on the mind of God. In fact, you were the apple of his eye. Because he loved you that much, he made you unique in your own way. So I want to encourage you to think your own thoughts. It's okay to listen and evaluate the thoughts of others. And it's okay to even appreciate them. And if they're God thoughts, then you want to adopt them. But I want to encourage you to think your own thoughts. Stand up on your own feet. Make up your own mind. And don't be ruled by any other thought beside the thought of God and the plan and the purpose that he has placed inside of you. Oh, I feel like preaching. Do not procrastinate on acting on that vision. Don't put it to the side. Don't wait no longer. Your dreams is getting ready to manifest. God is about to do his best in your life. Don't you dare give up now. Don't you dare throw in the towel. I know it gets tough sometimes, but I want to encourage you to use this obstacle as a springboard to spring forward and leap into the future and the plans that God has for you. Come on, Jeremiah 29:11. God says, I know the plans that I have for you. God says, I got good plans for you. Yeah. God says, I got good plans for you. If I was you, I'd be encouraged. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Whew, I almost took slap off. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for being a way maker. Thank you for being strength to us when we're weak. Thank you for loving us when we didn't even know what love was. Thank you for sending your son Jesus to die in my place. We worship you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. We thank you for being able to think about true thoughts, to think about virtuous thoughts, to think about healthy thoughts. And we thank you that we're able to act on the goodness that's within and manifest it without. That nothing would be missing and nothing would be broken. That all things would be healed. Father, we know that you're here working, changing lives, turning things around. So we give you praise. We give you glory. In the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in. I see you. Renee, Angela, Kimberly, Jay, William, Natalie, Bonnie, Carl, Jeannie, Dorothy, Pastor Kim, Queen Esther, Sharon, Amy, Frankie. God bless all of you. Thank you so much for tuning in here today. For more information, you can always go to my website at ApostleHerbieMack.com. Thank you for watching. I'm going to close this with a song. Same song I opened it up. So.
You are here, turning lives around. I worship you, oh, I worship you. You are here, turning lives around, and I worship you, I worship you. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. 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 Waymaker, miracle, promise, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. Oh, Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, miracle worker. Waymaker, miracle worker. Waymaker, miracle worker. Even when I don't see it, you work. Even when I can't feel it, you work. Even if you never see, never stop working. You never stop working. Even when I can't see it, you work. Even when I can't feel it, you work. And you never stop. You never stop. Never stop. You never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you work. Even when I can't feel it, you work. You never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Oh, you never stop working. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle, there's a miracle working for you. There's a miracle working for you. He never never stop working. My God, that is who you are. We make a miracle. Promise me light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. We make a miracle. Promise me. That is who you are. We make miracle work. Promise me. Light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. We make miracle work. Promise me. Light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
God bless you. Until next time, may Jesus keep you in perfect peace. I'm Herbie.